Today's learning Shemesh with Chaim Luke Shemshayim Moshe and Neil Rivka as Moshe Israel. Shemana Achar Moshe. We schuss for Shleim Achay Moshe Malkum and Brachah Masar Malkum and Titzu with Egel Dina. And a schuss for all those in and around Eretz Yisrael. So I believe we are holding at the end of Resh Mem Ches in the last Sif in Sif Dalet. I believe we are up to the Ramah. If I'm mistaken, I'll double check. If I'm mistaken, we'll either be redoing something that we did already, or I will. Oh, you guys, I have to see if I think that's where we're up to. So the Ramah said over here that if you hailuch l'dvar mitzvah, not the Machaber said, if you hailuch l'dvar mitzvah, then you can even leave on Friday, even in a case of where you're going, even if in a case where you're going with the Shayor and the Midbar, as long as you made a deal with them to stop, then if they don't stop, then you have to deal with it based on the different situations. Says the Ramah, very interesting Ramah. Yes, Imrim, Shekol Makum Adam Hailuch Leschaira, Iliris Pnei Chaveri, that even if you're going for business or to go see a friend, Chashev Hakol Dvar Mitzvah, it's also falls into the category of being Hailuch Dvar Mitzvah. The Eina Chashev Dvar Rishus Rakish Hailuch L'Tayil, the only case that's a Dvar Rishus, if you're going on a trip, just stamp to go on a vacation, to go on a trip. But going to work, according to Ramah, is a Dvar Mitzvah. Some people would argue. Okay. Nahagi ben Ktas ben Kaimis, Lahako ben Yin Aflagas Asvinas, Balika Shayara Tech Shlashis Yam, and therefore they are makel to leave on the boat or to leave on the trip with the in through the caravan in the midbar, even within the 3 days. Ki Chayshim Hakol Ledva Mitzvah, everything is considered Dva Mitzvah, and Limchais Beyadam Hoyo Vyeshlem Amisha Yismaychi, it's, you should not stop them because they have who to be. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this, just briefly. We are holding by Sif Katan Lamadal, L'Schayra. Afila Yeshlai Mezainis Vayoch L'Schayra Lavrach, even if you have what to eat, are you going to make more money? V'lig Bais Mayas Man Yehuda Sheikhayli, Kol Shah Oy Chaini Geisli, Mikra Pesei Devadayas, it's not considered for sure a loss, and therefore that wouldn't necessarily be considered Dva Mitzvah. El Yerabba Mekel Bezed, El Yerabba says that even going to collect money from a guy that owes you money who's sick, would also, you can assume from the Yarshim, you're not going to get paid, and therefore it could be considered a Dva Mitzvah. Like, Megara Mehayul Chaschayr, it's no less than somebody going for work. Valkeim Mutal Ahaplega Vorzea B'teich Shloshish Yomim, you can leave even during the three days. V'ayalakam Asim Shin Lamet Tesvang and Avram Sif Kotn Yud Gimel Mishavur Sham. V'alicha Shayara, and even, not even to go on a boat, but he said even going on the caravan, which is even more, as we said, was more stringent, because there, if you're going to have to continue to travel on Shabbos, you're definitely going to be over at a minimum on some Darabonans. But that's not going to run, but Shem Kamis Mispaiskim, the Balicha Shayari Lahakal. This, that for going, since there's a question whether or not going on a going on Schayra, going for work, is considered a Dva Mitzvah or not. So by a boat, which in general was more Kuladik anyway, it was much more of a Xera Darabonan not to do it. So there you can be makel within the 3 days, but to go hailuch l'shayari, you shouldn't be makel. Vein limchas, avo b'makam shaloi nahagi l'hakol, if you live in a city that the minig is not to be makel on it, ain k'day l'chatchila l'hakol, the common pais, sorry, the inim mitzvah gemur, because the are pais going to disagree with this Ramah, who hold that if it's not for a real Dvar Mitzvah, we said Aliyah L'Eretz Yisrael, or whatever it is, or to go get a sroigim for the town, if it's not a real Dvar Mitzvah, then you should not be making it. Okay, so that concludes Resh Mem Ches, and really that concludes a lot of the Amir L'Akim, you know, even this last thing, traveling, a lot of it had to do with Amir L'Akim, and now we're going to move into the next topic. So now, and really, as we've said in the past, really all builds one on another. So the till now we spoke about Shleishas Yamim Kaidim. We also spoke about Amir Lakim and other things. Now we're going to start moving into the core of Hilchas Shabbos, but the Mechaber is going to start with Erev Shabbos. Okay. Now, and then from Erev Shabbos, we'll start moving into actual preparing for Shabbos. And then from preparing for Shabbos, we'll move into Shabbos. So holding Simon Reish Mem Tes. And we start with this halachas hashayachim le'erev Shabbos that are shayach le'erev Shabbos. Now, one thing we do have to remember is that we always have to, when we read the Mechaber, we read the Ramah, of course, the halacha doesn't change, but we do have to understand how the Metzias changed to understand how these different rules would apply. So one thing we have to remember is that back then, if you were going someplace for Shabbos, They didn't necessarily have a store over there that if you showed up early enough, you can go shopping for food. They didn't have a takeout food store. More than that, it wasn't like you can call someone and say, hey, I'm coming for Shabbos. So you have to keep that in the back of your mind when we start going through these halachas. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Ein hoichel me'erev Shabbos yoisa mishalosh parsoyos. You shouldn't travel on Erev Shabbos more than three parsoyos. Now, what is three parsoyos? Three parsoyos is 12 mil. A mil, we learned, is somewhere that takes between a person walking between 18 and 22 minutes. You shouldn't travel. We'll see if there's a difference if I'm going by car or by horse and buggy. This is, you're not supposed to go someplace that you're walking more than three parsoyos. We see that's basically a third of the day. You should arrive in your house or wherever you're going for Shabbos while there's still plenty of time in the day. So when he says you can go three parsoy, that means you're leaving early in the morning, right? As early in the day as you possibly can. So he's not saying you can go three parsoy but leave 2 hours before Shabbos. He's saying if you're leaving early in the morning, you can go up to three parsoy. So you should arrive wherever you're going and with enough time to be able to prepare for Shabbos, as we saw, that the 3 days before Shabbos is connected to Shabbos. Certainly Friday is connected to Shabbos, and you have to be prepared for Shabbos. You can't show up to Shabbos unprepared. Whether you're going to other people's homes or to your home. Okay. Now, Vahani Milu, when do we say that this is a problem to leave to travel more than that? You're in a place that you could prepare Shabbos. I have a choice. I can either travel someplace else for Shabbos. So there, I got to make sure to leave with enough time. So when I get there, there's enough time to prepare, either for me to prepare, for people to prepare for me. But we're assuming that I'm in a place that if I don't go, I'll be able to make Shabbos over here. I'll be able to get what I need for Shabbos. I'm in a place that there's nothing available. I can't prepare for Shabbos. You're not in a safe place. Then I can go more than three pasar because staying, the problem with going to further, I get there very close to Shabbos. They won't have time to prepare. But the alternative of staying here is also not an option because I can't prepare over here. The im shalach laidim, and this is where I said it can make a difference with manazeh. You sent them a message. They know you're coming for Shabbos. So Bezman said, it's easy. You picked up the phone Friday morning and you called them and I told them I'm coming for Shabbos. You're able to go a number of Pasayas even without any problem. Because as we'll see, the main issue is not having time to prepare for Shabbos or the people that I arrive by will not have time to prepare for Shabbos. And this is... it's really the same issue, but it's a secondary issue. If I show up right before Shabbos, potentially I bring them to be Michal Shabbos because all of a sudden they have a guest. They're going to want to prepare for me, and I am and they're going to start rushing. They may end up not realizing it. Either the food won't be properly cooked, then it gets put onto the fire before Shabbos, which can be a problem, or they will potentially cook on Shabbos because they're running against the clock. So we'll see all this in the Mishavura. Let's start with Sivkat Nalef. Yoyis Mishalosh Pesoyis Mitchila Sayayim. That means that you're leaving in the beginning of the day. Buhukar of Lishlish Hayayim, this is approximately a third of the day. If you mahalach Odom Beinini, Esa Pesoyis Beyayim, an average person, can walk 10 parson a day. Uben Isaiah Ba'agolo Ireichav Alasus, then Isaiah Ba'ahere, if you're going on a horse or a buggy, Yulchalisa Haber, Yoyis Mishalosh Pesoyis, Ad Shlish Hayayim, up to a third of the day. You can go even more than three pasah. Why? A third of the day. Beam a shire and basically explains a big difference. If I'm traveling by foot, I'm walking. Yes, average person travels for a third of the day, three pasah. But there's always a risk. I might get tired. It might take me a little bit longer than a third of the day I'm walking. When you're traveling by horse and wagon, even if it takes you, even if it's going to be a little bit more than a third of the day, there's less likely to run into issues. And the same thing with a car. Now, you can't just go completely to the opposite end and say, if that's the case, I can travel 8 hours on Erev Shabbos, because with a car, you can also have a problem, but you have a little bit more leeway than the actual Mechaber, which says three pasayas or a third of the day, than somebody walking. You're going to your house. I'm out of town. I have a choice. I can go home or I can stay where I am. Okay. And I say in my house, I'm going to to have a nicer Shabbos. I can have more Einik Shabbos. I'm at home in my own bed. So they won't know you're coming. And they won't prepare for him. Here we're going to see another tweak. Most people, you know, in your house, one more person shows up, 99% of the people, an extra person shows up, they're not going to run out of food. We're not so makbid on this. Even if you're going to somebody else. Don't travel very close to the end of the day. They should come and bomb him. They say, Michil Shabbos, because Lamaisa, you do cause that people Michil Shabbos. Let's go practical today. I want to surprise my friends. So I'm going to show up with my wife and my whole family. I know they have room, and they for sure have plenty of food, so I'm going to show up right before Shabbos. That's not so pashut. Because the host, or even your own house, they're going to see, oh man, another five people showed up. Let's throw some more fleisch into the challenge. They threw that fleisch in right before Shabbos, and now you ran into a bishul problem. You won't get to your house until it's almost dark. You might end up having to carry. This is the main point. Don't, if you see that you're showing up to the last minute, don't do that. See where you are. Figure out someplace else to be with Shabbos. But the ikar is, you're going somewhere for Shabbos, you're going away, you have a simcha, you're going to a hotel for Shabbos, right? The Rav gave a share on this right before the summer. Right, you have a problem if the hotel they're making Shabbos early, you show up right before, you might be over hitzah because you have to accept Shabbos. The Yetzar is going to tell you, either I'm a gadol, but there are toiv, I have a good car, the roads are clear, I'll be fine. We all know stories of people who got stuck for Shabbos. Gam, im erish ha-halacha ha-kachecha v'ayim b'bay, ha-shmash if you're within the tchum, you're allowed to go, but you have to get out of your car. You got to get off your horse. This that we said, that we have this limitation of travel, that you, in the place you are, you could make Shabbos, right, Sulaima? The place that you finished your three pasoyas is a place that you can stay. But if it's not a place that you can stay, then avada, you can continue going. Okay? Now, if you told them, but if it's any makam yishuv, but if the place you are is not a makam yishuv, the baderech amida baderech ain't a makam betuach. Stopping along the way, that's not considered a safe place. The chol adrochem becheskes sakana. The road is a cheskes sakana. Chayna fili yeshi might say that they tzarich Shabbos. Even if you have food with you, you're allowed to continue. Mutal elisa mishamach yavel makam betuach until you come to a safe place. Kama pasoyis become makam yizor shelo yisach alove at samach leerech kanabas even cotton gimel. You should be careful not to show up right before the Zman, because it's, as we said, you potentially can bring people to be Michal Shabbos. As we get to Bishul and things like that, even if you showed up there an hour before Shabbos and they had time to throw extra food into the oven for you, it still could be putting yourself or putting your hosts into a position that inadvertently they are Michal Shabbos. There's a lot of halachas that apply. The food has to be cooked a certain amount, and so on and so forth. We'll get more into that as we get there. Okay, Amir Hashem, tomorrow we will start with Sif Beis.